Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey guys, what's up? Dr. Tom here. Happy Monday and welcome back to The Positivity Effect, episode number 62, Simplify Your Health. Thank you so much for listening to this show. It means the world to hear about the ripple effect that's happening in your own lives. And some of you have been reaching out to me to tell me how the show has affected you and how it's impacting your own life and how you're paying it forward as well. And hearing those stories, it's just so powerful and it really means so much to me. So thank you for that. Hey guys, if you're on Snapchat, connect with me. It's such a fun social media platform and a lot of people are using it now and it's a great way to connect with each other. So you can find me. My handle is T Retscher. And it's just my first initial, my last name, R-E-C-H-E-R. Today we're joined by Damon Machetto. Damon is awesome. He's a health and fitness performance coach, and he has a background in athletics, and there was a time in his life where he had an injury, and he wasn't able to play any, he wasn't able to perform anymore as an athlete, so he had to make a shift mentally, and he found that this place that fulfilled him was helping other people get back in touch with their fitness and their health. And Damon really dropped some awesome knowledge that at the heart of the core of it, it's so simple. And if we just follow along with some of these steps, we can make shifts in our lives. If you head over to DamonMachetto.com, you could sign up for his newsletter and you can get a copy of his free book, The No BS Guide to Fat Loss and Performance. And it's an Amazon bestseller and I've definitely picked up some awesome tips from it. So check it out, guys. Help me welcome Damon now to The Positivity Effect. Damon, what's going on, man? Welcome to The Positivity Effect.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is actually the second time that I hit record because I had a brain fart before. And listen, it happens, you know?
Yeah, it's all right.
So, hey, man, welcome to the show. It's been awesome to connect with you. And, you know, I gave a little backstory, you know, into who you are and what you do and you know, what DamonMachetto.com means to someone if they type that into the URL search bar. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, just how you got into the health niche and why it's such an important part of your life. And, you know, I love that you said that the true driving force behind your motivation is your desire to help people and to reach their goals. And I believe that same thing in my own life, but I know, like, for myself, I couldn't have gotten to that point until I kind of fixed up everything else in my own life, you know, and got myself on the right track.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I think that's, you know, one of the things that one of the reasons I like, you know, helping people for sure. You know, we all have our own, you know, story and journey, and we've all had our own, junk to deal with, really. I mean, in terms of, negative belief patterns or really false belief patterns and, you know, not believing in yourself here or there or whatever. And, you know, once you figure out that it's, you know, most of it's just crap and you know, you can move forward and know that it's just not truth. It's just, you know, the lie that you're telling yourself. It's a lot easier to move forward. But in terms of how I got into the the health field and the health side, it's kind of evolved since I got into it, you know, way back. I mean, I don't want to date myself and see how old I am, but I got into the health and fitness side of things because I couldn't I was an athlete and went to play college baseball and I got hurt and long story short, you know, couldn't do that anymore and really didn't know what I was going to do. So from there, I luckily fell into the whole health and fitness thing really by accident. And, even though it was through health and fitness, you know, you know, helping people lose weight, improve their performance, health, et cetera. You know, it was definitely at the end of the day, it was, you know, helping improve overall, which was cool. And over time, once I figured out that, you know, it really kind of evolved into to that. And that's where I am now, you know, with DamonShadow.com, is that it's still definitely health related, but it's more of, you know, high performance and helping people figure out where they, you know, where they want to go. And I look at it from a couple different perspectives. Is number one is like, you know, what's your vision? What do you really want? And number two, how's your health? You've got to have your health. If you don't, that's just doesn't matter what your vision is. And number three, what are your habits? So that's really where I operate from right now.
Thinking about, you know, you said just the injury that you came off of, and it was like it just knocked you on your butt, and like you didn't have that direction at the time. Is that something that's common for athletes? Because they, as an athlete, like when you know that you want to be an athlete, like it starts at a very young age. Like if you're really moving forward in it, and it, you know, if you suddenly get to a point where, you know, maybe, you know, you made that decision when you were, you know, maybe 10, 12 years old. Now you suddenly get to this point where, you know, it's not the direction you want to take. Is that something that's common for an athlete, you know, for athletes that are no longer in the, you know, able to perform, or they're not, you know, in the sport anymore?
Yeah, very, very common. I think you see it on a lot of levels. I mean, all the way up to the professional levels, we've read these stories where all of a sudden, you know, major league ball players, NFL, basketball, whatever, all of a sudden go, you know, bankrupt, or they turn to drugs and alcohol, whatnot. And a lot of that has to do with because their identity's gone. They don't, you know, what they spent their whole life doing is they can't do it anymore. So you look at it from that perspective, and then you go back down to just a, you know, the old, you know, the people that are living in their high school days, and they can't get out of those when they're, you know, they're longing for those days and not moving forward. So you kind of see it on both ends of the spectrum. And I think for sure, you definitely see it with athletes, because if that's what something that they've been, you know, shooting for, like you said, like since they're, you know, a kid, you know, 10, 8, 9, 10 years old, and then all of a sudden, you know, that's what they've done for a majority of their life, and now, like, they can't do it anymore. It's, yeah, if they don't have a good support system, if they don't have other outlets, if that's really truly all they have, they tend to run into problems.
For you, Damon, did you have that support system, or was it like a really just a long process, you know, of finding out really, you know, what you were meant to do after everything happened?
I did, but I mean, I was I was young, and I definitely had support. My family was great and everything, but I would have to say that I probably, it wasn't so much them as I was just kind of closed off, you know, to everything and everybody. And probably, to be honest, just angry. I was just mad. And you don't know it at the time. You know, it's a lot easier for me to look back now and go, oh, well, I was just pissed off.
So, right.
You know, and not being able to channel that into, something good at the time. I did eventually, but, you know, you don't pick that up right away. And I think that's where people struggle a lot of times.
So when did that transition really start to happen where, you know, I know you said you started to work to like local personal training. When did that change really start to happen where you kind of opened up a little bit and you weren't so closed off to everybody else?
Once I started to see that I liked what I was doing, and I actually saw that, hey, you know, maybe I could actually maybe I can do this, you know, for a living or, you know, and, you know, when you're, I didn't have any, you know, grandiose ideas at the time. I just wanted to make enough money to, you know, have fun or whatever. I didn't, you know, so I didn't have a lot of responsibility. So it was a decent time to kind of figure that out. I think that was the turning point for me, was like just being around, you know, once I found out that I liked it, and then B, it was kind of a time where it was starting to, you know, it wasn't big yet, you know, fitness has, you know, gyms were around, but personal training and fitness coaching and stuff like that was just starting. So I was kind of on the, you know, in the beginning, and when people didn't realize that it was actually, you know, you could make money doing it, and I just said, hey, you know what, maybe I can give this a try. So that's when I started to open up to it, and then I kind of started, you know, I basically kind of what I said before, I wasn't so mad.
Yeah, started to smile a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it sounds kind of corny, but yeah, I think I was just a young guy that was just mad and angry, and the world sucks, and, you know, I can't believe I can't do this anymore, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, hey, you know what, why don't you stop being a baby and try to do something else?
Now, and Damon, for you, was it always realizing that, you know, even on those times when you were angry or you were upset or just life wasn't going the way you wanted to go with that, you always were able to maintain your health. It was just something that intrinsically was easier for you.
I would say yes, because of my athletic background. So yeah, it was. I mean, it was definitely, and you know, fortunately for me, I would have to say my parents were into actually, you know, being healthy, working out and stuff. So that definitely helped. You know, my dad wasn't coming home after work, sitting around drinking beers or whatever. He worked out, he stayed in shape. My mom did too. So that definitely helped for me. From a role model perspective, and I didn't even know it at the time, to be honest.
That's so true. Yeah, the accountability is so powerful. Like, just yesterday I had on a gentleman's name's Tom Nardone, and he's in the real estate niche, and he said when he first started out, you know, 30 somewhat odd years ago, he's like, even though I was successful and I worked my butt off and I figured out the way to be successful in the real estate niche, I wish that I had the accountability that, you know, there's so much accountability that we can have today if we just allow ourselves to be taught by somebody or reach out to somebody. Because, and he made a good point, like there's so much information out there, you know, like we're literally drowning in information now. Yeah. You can Google anything, you know, but if what separates somebody from actually succeeding, you know, whether it's, you know, we're talking with you, someone that's going to make a shift in their health, is that they have somebody kind of behind them showing them the ropes. Because I think, you know, all the information doesn't really change. It's the implementation of the knowledge and having somebody that can hold you accountable. And that's interesting, just hearing, like you said, you didn't notice at the time, but your parents were kind of that silent, you know, coach for you in your own life.
Yeah, absolutely. You hit on a couple of things. Number one, yeah, you're absolutely right. It was like a silent coach. That's a great way of putting it. There's no doubt. And then number two, one of the things that I've actually been working on is helping young professionals for exactly that reason that you just said. Is like, I look back and I was like, man, I just wish if I had had someone to kind of direct me a little bit and sometimes smack me around, you know, I probably would, you know, the learning curve wouldn't have been nearly as hard. And it's because of what you just said, it's so much information. We're at the point where people just, it's information overload. And then what happens is they don't take action because they don't know what to do anymore. And,
right,
you know,
right.
Just, you know, so yeah, absolutely.
Now, is it, you know, working in the, you know, for you, like you made this transition where you help people online. Mm-hmm. Where did it start? It really started locally at that local level for you, where you know, just one-on-one kind of coaching and someone coming in, you know, saying, hey, I need to make a shift. I need to, you know, start working out. I've never worked out before in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely started there. And for me too, I live in two places, you know, so, I'm in Florida most of the time, and then I'm originally from Maine. And so I still have a pretty big network there. So that kind of helps. So in terms of, that's how it kind of started. But, one-on-one is where it initially started. And then once I got a presence, I was able to kind of parlay that online.
And, you know, once you start to do that online, you know, was it like an overload? Like, was it just like, because you're like, you could reach, it's awesome. You could reach so many more people. You know, it's amazing. Doing that one-on-one coaching is awesome. Mm-hmm. But when you're able to reach like the masses, you know, it's powerful. And I think anybody listening, we're all able to do that today. And it's not even about starting a business, you know, like absolutely yes, if you want to start a business, but I think everybody should be branding themselves today, regardless. You know, even if you work for somebody, you should be branding yourself online. And you know, even if you're struggling at something, there's something that you have that you can share with others that can help them in some way.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. I think it's interesting because of today, of the how easy it is to be out there and to be seen. And the second part of that is what you just said, is like, it's very important to brand yourself how you want to be seen. Because, and the second part of that is to stand out, because there is so much noise. So that can be a challenge, but it's like, you know, as long as you know, you're who you want to be and you're just going to put that message out there, you know, you're not going to be for everybody, but the people that resonate with that message, they're going to come your way. And I think that's huge. And I think when people try to be all things to everybody, that's where they blow it.
That's so true. Yeah. You have to really kind of narrow down and
yeah.
you can't be all things to everybody, because then you're nothing to anyone, because it's like you're all over the place. That's so true. Let's jump back into you know, thinking about nutrition, thinking about health. Mm-hmm. Interesting statistic that you share with me about 70% of Americans are overweight. Like,
yeah,
from your what comes to your mind from somebody that's in this niche, that's helping people in this way, you know, I see. Yeah, it's definitely opportunity. So many people that you can help, but that's just it's just a staggering. That's unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, first thing is it's job security.
That's right.
It's like, no, I'm just kidding. It's frustrating and kind of depressing at the same time. Because, you know, it's pushing 70%, which basically, you know, that's literally if you're, I mean, the easy example I kind of give people is like, if you're sitting outside a shopping center, like whatever your grocery store is, and you just look at the door, 7 out of 10 people coming out of that door are going to be overweight or pushing it.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And I would tell you to actually just do it and you'll be like, I'm not lying. You know what I mean? You're like, wow, it's like, wow, that's crazy. And
what is why? What is like the change in our, you know?
Well, there's a lot of,
in the United States, that's why that's so prevalent.
There's a lot of, first off, we don't move as much as we did in the years, you know. We don't. I mean, we basically get paid to sit. I mean, that's our job. Most people's job is they sit in an office and they get paid to sit. Think about it. They get in their car, they drive, you know, a 30-minute commute to work, and then they walk, you know, take the elevator up to their office, and they sit at their office for 8 hours, and then they get back in their car. So that's the first thing.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and then we have such easy access to food, and most of it's junk. It's mostly, you know, fast food, processed junk, crap, stuff like that, which is, and it's also very it's highly caloric. So you know, just those two things alone. I mean, you know, in the health side of things, the health and nutrition, you know, they debate about this on and on, and it's just, it gets so annoying. But, you know, cause what one camp is, it's this nutrition or it's this workout or it's this or that. It's really, yeah, whatever. Pick whatever you want. I mean, we can debate that at another time, but the fact of the matter is people just don't move as much as they used to, and they're most likely eating junk.
Yeah. It's true.
So it's unfortunate, but it's where we're at. And then, and the second part to the health question, you know, part of it is like, and that's why we're so sick. I mean, you know, we're all, you know, the big, you know, question of healthcare and health coverage and all that is, it's like, well, they're not even treating the actual problem. You know, that's when you go to a doctor, it's not, they call it health insurance. It's sick insurance, really, if you think about it.
Right. It's the pill for the symptom.
Yeah, right. So that's the thing. So we kind of have that backwards. But, you know, to answer the original part was, yeah, we don't move much, and we eat, you know, we don't eat healthy foods, and we eat a lot of it.
You know, it's crazy too. And like, yeah, those are all like some of those just basic things that you just pointed out literally will change your life if you start implementing them. And then, like you said, there's a lot of different schools of thought. Like, there's all these little things that could be like that final last two millimeters that you need to really make a huge shift in your body. Right. Like, just some things I've been learning, like having a filter on my shower, like not having chlorine filtered into my body all this time. Or like, we think of like even nutrition, like food, like real good foods, like fruits and vegetables. But then, you know, they're covered in pesticides and herbicides and rodenticides and side means to kill. So it's like, it's crazy. You know, there's just, if we're not educating ourselves, you know, that there's just so many things, and we wonder about why all these diseases popping up.
Right.
You know,
and but it's what you just kind of just said in the beginning, there's so much information out there, and then people can't disseminate between what's right and wrong, you know?
Right, like I just see it. They're probably like, "What the heck did he just say?" I just said herbicide, rodenticide.
I was actually going to say that. I was going to say, I totally know what you're talking about, and I totally get it. But that's you know, it depends on where your level is. But for the average person who doesn't think about health, they don't think about anything, and you know, from like, if I'm working with someone like that, it's like, all right, so give me your day, and they do what I just said. They don't do anything, right? I'm like, all right, so you just got to move a little bit more. Let's talk about walking. You know, what do you eat? If it's a bunch of processed junk, let's eat less of that. And let's eat some more healthy foods, you know, fruits and vegetables, like you said. And, you know, to be honest with you, yeah, if I could get them to you know, eat, you know, or organic and stuff that's not that stuff that you're talking about, that's great. But it's hard to start there with people because it's so far out from where they are. That's so far on the other side that they're like, this is too hard. It's just, I can't do that. It's too expensive, which it's not, but whatever. That's a different discussion. But you know, that does happen.
And yeah, it's like, yeah, every client you have, like, you may have somebody that knows all that stuff, and then you could jump right into the more advanced stuff. And
exactly,
yeah, like, you know, remove all this. Maybe think about your, you know, how much carbs you have. You know, you can get crazy, but then some people you have to just start very simple because they're literally not, they're not even starting with anything. They're not taking any action. They're exactly. only guzzling down the sodas and the sugars and it's crazy.
Yeah, you're drinking 10 diet, you know, you're drinking 10 sodas a day, then let's cut that down and see what happens. You know what? You're going to have a positive effect. I mean, we need to do a lot more than that, but start there, you know?
Yeah, like if they drink soda every single day. Mm-hmm. If the only thing they did listening to this podcast was stop drinking soda, like what would that do for their health?
Like say it depends on how much they're drinking, but the average, say they're having 5 to 7 Cokes a day, that's like over 700 calories a day that they would drop.
So is that normal too? Like a lot of people do that?
Yeah, tons. You'd be shocked. Like next, talking about the grocery store, next time you're in there, watch people what they're putting in the carts. Yeah, I mean that's that many less calories that they're taking in, so they're gonna have a positive effect. They're gonna lose weight. Probably more than likely, just that alone. And you imagine if they just did that, they cut out drinking soda and maybe they started adding a 30-minute walk every day, they'd see a positive effect. Eventually they'd want to do more than that. They'd want to make some other changes, but they would see some results from that. Here's the key to the whole thing. And this is where people blow it, in my opinion. It has to be done consistently. Even when I'm working with people, you know, even my trainers are working with people in the studio, I laugh at this. When people will come in, they'll join our studio and they want to lose weight, and there's a scale in there, which, you know, they'll be with us for 3 days. I'll watch them come in, step on the scale, and go, huh, I haven't lost any weight. I can't believe it. I'm like, are you kidding me? All right, you just did something for 3 days? You got 30 pounds to lose? Talk to me in 30 days. We'll have a conversation. Until then, I don't want to hear it because it's crazy. And people, when it comes to, if you think about society, we get everything at the snap of our fingers.
Instantly.
It's instant. Yeah. You need to find, like you said earlier, we need to find some information. Boom, go on Google. You want to need to order something? Amazon Prime. Boom, have it in 2 days, you know?
It's crazy.
Yeah. And that's, but being consistent, the thing is those people that if they said, oh yeah, I quit drinking soda, not 3 days you quit drinking, 7 days. You actually stop doing it and then see what happened after 30 days. There's where you would see the positive effect. And the problem is most people aren't consistent. They do it for 1 day, then they do something else, then they go back, then they do something else. And it doesn't work.
Oh my gosh, so much powerful stuff here, Damon. Guys, we're at the end of today's episode, but tomorrow we're going to be talking about some of these more of the psychological sides of things, of why some of us, even myself at times, why we don't make the shift. And then once you start to make that shift in your health, you know, and you stay consistent, like Damon's saying, what can really happen in your life? So guys, head over to DamonMachetto.com. You can sign up for his newsletter. You can get some information and you know, maybe even have him as your coach for some accountability. And, you know, tune in tomorrow. We're going to really be diving into some of these things pretty deeply about how, you know, why there's this, it's such a big psychological component too. Like we could talk about all the particulars, but right, Damon, it's a big part of the mind as well.
No doubt about it.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying The Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.